Recruiting never sleeps.
Yes, sir. Let's bring him in, Brian Munson.
Is this kid going to end up in Lincoln to next year wondering if he's going to play?
And neither does Brian Munson.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com.
Nebraska's looking for those bigger guys that can put on the island, play some bump and run, get physical, and really knock those guys off the route.
Mr. Munson!
He's a guy that, to me, I felt like he could have played both sides of the football.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com.
He had to really work to get back on Nebraska's radar, and his persistence has really paid off.
Now here's a Husker recruiting update from Brian Munson on Game Time.
We're rocking and rolling already, man.
Let's bring him in. Brian Munson joins us every Thursday at this time. B. Munson, how are you?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm doing great. We got a bunch of things I want to touch on. I want to start, if you don't mind, with the new rule that went into effect yesterday regarding red shirts, where now in college football, players can play up to 4 games in a season without losing a year of eligibility. Seems like a pretty big change. I guess just your initial thoughts on the rule.
Well, I like it. I mean, there's a lot of times, there's a lot of guys, I mean, that you and I can go back like a mental league Holt, you know, yeah. Where it seemed like that there was a lot of promise there. They pull him out of a red shirt, and then all of a sudden he plays one game, gets one catch, and you never hear from him again. I think there's a number of players over the last 10, 12, 15 years in Nebraska history that we all feel like would have fallen into this category. And I think that there's a lot of value here that can be added. I think that there's at least the way things sometimes start out, that maybe some things are shinier on the surface than they are deep down. And you just don't know what you don't know until the guy gets on the field and starts playing Division I football.
Right.
I think that this is a great way to acclimate. I think this is a great way to get a player up to speed, to assess, to understand what that guy does to for your football team. I mean, let's really face it. I mean, the out-of-conference schedule, obviously you're going out there trying to win them all, but for the most part, it's trying to get you ready to be in a position to play for a conference championship. So if we're really talking about those 3 games or 4 games or whatever it is to kind of lead things off again, I think that this rule for that purpose makes a lot of sense to go out there and take a little bit of a test drive and figure out what guys can be part of your bigger picture as the season goes on, and which guys need to get back into that weight room, really be practice players that year, get back to some development, but now they have an idea of what it is, what it takes to play at that level next year.
Could this impact recruiting at all on some level or not really?
Potentially, yes. I think that there are some kids that, you know, Nebraska traditionally is a very front end loaded kind of school when it comes to bringing official visitors in. They like bringing them in during the warm weather, Saturday, and Saturday in September usually can't be beat when it comes to doing that kind of thing. Well, now you've got a few guys that are out there on the football field that Nebraska has to go now maybe back to a player that's thinking that, well, they're telling me it's wide open, that there's, you know, a kid that was in last year's class, but heck, he was out there playing this week.
Right.
Well, now maybe there's a chance, at least anyway, for face value, that they need to have a better understanding about what's really truly going on at that position if they're worried about the competition level or the competition once they get to Lincoln. So that may be one of the only hangups that I can kind of think of, at least at the surface of this rule change. Otherwise, I think that this is kind of win-win for the player, win-win for the university.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com. What'd you see at camp last week with your son? Anything stand out to out with you?
Well, I mean, obviously this is the first time we've participated in anything up there in Nebraska. You and I met and talked about it, camp, you know, a couple of years back.
Yep.
When they were doing Friday Night Lights with Mike Riley. And obviously there were some things that stood out a little bit differently to me. I felt like Nebraska wanting to go ahead and get some measurements in on these guys was interesting. That was something that we never really documented the year that I was there before. And I really felt like the Friday Night Light crowd under Mike Riley was incredibly hyped. Obviously there's a lot of talent that was there. But people were showing up more and more for that one-on-one moment, you know, where you had a Micah Parsons or a Buki or somebody else that was getting an opportunity to go out there and do what it was that they do so well. The camp, to me, last week, it had some instruction. It had some value there that I really felt like wasn't there in the previous years under Mike Crowley. Not to mention, I felt like this was very interesting, too. There were no numbered jerseys. So when you walked out there on the football field, you didn't know one guy from the next. Mm. And I felt like that was, I almost felt like that was a conscientious deal. I felt like Nebraska was likely saying that there could have been too much attention, you know, trying to find number 250, you know, out there in the football field, or a little bit of more attention being given to number 250 versus number 179. Every one of those kids, regardless of class, regardless of ability, you know, wherever they're at in their development, they all got individual instruction. They all got taken aside. Every single one of those guys got taken aside. When they were doing something right, they got praised. When they did something wrong and they needed to have a tweak, they got it. They got that individual instruction. So I thought that was very interesting. I thought it was a very hands-on approach by Nebraska. I caught up with a parent whose child has been there before in previous years, and he was nauseous based on the difference between Riley to Frost. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was night and day to him, to the point of almost nausea. And another player that I talked to, he just got back from Arkansas, Kansas State, and Kansas, said that Nebraska by far and away was the best experience that they'd had in all four of those trips.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear. Brian Munson, Ravens.com, HuskerOnline.com. Hey, tell me about Logan Smothers, this dual threat quarterback out of Georgia that was, I think he was on campus yesterday?
Yes, Logan Smothers was on campus yesterday. It caught me a little bit by surprise, but I mean, quarterbacks are on a different timeline, different timetable than basically any other position. I think we all kind of understand that. Once the spot is gone in a class, it's gone. And I think that it's getting earlier and earlier every single year that you see this stuff coming down. So Logan Smothers, fantastic athlete. Flip the film on that kid. There was a lot of references to a healthy young, you know, Taylor Martinez when it came to running football, albeit he didn't have the throwing style of Taylor Martinez, which I think is music to the ears of a lot of your listeners. There was an accuracy standpoint, there was a quickness, there was a speed. He brought it up. He thought the Nebraska coaching staff, you know, really loved his speed and what he could do in that offense. This is a kid that's got three visits planned here over the next 4 or 5 days. He's going to Auburn, he's going to Mississippi State, he's going to Alabama. And he, you know, let it be known. I mean, he called the visit a perfect visit to Nebraska. I almost felt like in the details that he was given to me when he was talking to Coach Frost, you know, during his visit, I mean, he literally was gushing about it. I almost felt like he had to kind of restrain himself going ahead and committing. I would call Nebraska the clear leader when it comes to Smothers, and I think Nebraska fans will be excited about that because I think that's the kind of player that you and I kind of talk about. It. You need a class to kind of take a shape, kind of take an identity. Somebody needs to be the face of that. And if you started out with a kid like that, I know that the ranking isn't there yet with a three-star guy, but look at those offers. Look at that ability. I think Nebraska is here. They're there early. And I think that this guy's rating is going to continue to grow over the next year and a half or so.
Interesting. Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com, talking some recruiting here. Who we got? We got two visitors on campus today for Nebraska.
Yes, Donaldson Ike, which is an offensive lineman out of Kansas City. He's been at Nebraska before. He's picked up some really recent, you know, really interesting recent offers. I think one from Michigan. I would need somebody to keep me honest. I think it was Alabama even too had come in. He is a big-bodied offensive lineman, and I don't know, based on, you know, guys like Matthew Anderson being there recently, how that kind of fits into what it is they're really looking for. I think talent is undeniable regardless of shape and size. You just got to find the guys that kind of fit that position when it comes to height, when it comes to, you know, what it is that they do. But I think that Nebraska is taking more of a stance of wanting to kind of build their guys up a little bit, taking more of a blank canvas versus this is what this guy is. You know, so it's kind of interesting that way. And I think the other one, Daniel Giamuli, linebacker out of California, this is a stud, right? This is a guy I'm sure Barrett Root is very, very excited about getting in there on campus. Very exciting player to put on the film. Physical, can play. I think he could play both inside and outside, but I think he's really more of that guy that's going to play inside linebacker there for Nebraska. I think the athleticism is there. I think the physicality is there. He obviously plays in a good competition level of football out there in California. That between that guy right there and some others, I think the guys that are listening to your show need to go flip on some film and watch those two players and get excited about what Nebraska's got going on right now.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk last week, but it was a really, it's been like a super active 10-day stretch or whatever for Nebraska. I mean, you got Desmond Bland committing. You got the Will Jackson, the corner, the JUCO kid, Jackson Hanna, the linebacker, and then, of course, Luke McCaffrey as well. Is there one guy in particular of those crop that kind of committed to seemingly like in a stretch of days that has you most intrigued or most excited?
Well, I think if I had to hit one on each side of the football, I would take Jackson Hanna, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that he is a rare combination of size and speed, and I think it's going to be very fun to watch him change positions this year, start working in a position that Nebraska, of course, is projecting him to play it at when it comes to moving into Lincoln. And I'll go ahead and say one here that I don't think people are expecting me to say. I'm going to say Desmond Bland, and it's not throwing shade at Luke McCaffrey and his abilities at all, because I am excited. Nebraska fans should be too, and I think the flexibility that's there, obviously with McCaffrey too, but knowing that the quarterback room is going to be very full, and that he's patient and that he's willing to do whatever the team wants him to do, I think those are great signs for Nebraska. But Desmond Bland, you know, with the news about Michael Decker, and I think Nebraska is still trying to shore up all spots on the offensive line, Desmond Bland is a huge pickup. This is a true four-star guy that was being recruited by Nebraska 2 years ago. Now all of a sudden it's coming back to Lincoln. Will be part of this picture. Knows guys up there in Lincoln. It's going to be that guy right there is going to be a special talent to add to that offensive line starting next spring.
Yeah, Brian Munson, Ravis.com. Is it going to slow down a little bit maybe for the next week or so? We're going to get like another four commitments by the time we talk next week, or how's it going to be?
You know, Friday Night Lights are picking up, obviously. We broke some news that, you know, Jamie Nance is going to be there, the speedster wide receiver that was supposed to visit the first part of June. We broke that today on the board. Obviously, there's some players coming in from Las Vegas here the next week or so. Not necessarily working out, but we'll be visiting. I think you're going to find pockets of activity, followed by some stretches here, a little bit of quieting things down, and then you're going to get into that first week of July, the 4th of July weekend, and things are going to go quiet again as they get ready to ramp back up for fall camp.
Brian Munson, Ravels.com, HuskerOnline.com, joins us every Thursday at this time. Awesome stuff as always, B. Munson. Thank you.
Later, buddy.
You got it. Brian Munson, dropping knowledge on all things recruiting. Yeah, I mean, the Logan Smothers kid, out of Athens, he's fast, 2020 quarterback. There's an offer on the table. We'll see what things look like, but certainly getting those quarterbacks, it always just feels good. I'd imagine each year you want to have a quarterback in at least one in every class when you're initially rebuilding. And, you got McCaffrey for next year. You get Logan Smothers for 2020. Heck, you might even want to take one more in the 2019 class. Make sure that room is absolutely full. So we'll see what happens on the recruiting trail for the Huskers over the next handful of days. Good stuff. Hey, make sure you go check out the Best Up podcast. Put it up every single day, about 45 minutes or so. A couple of my segments, interview or two thrown on there. Danny Woodhead, Kevin Kugler, Brian Munson, all were money today. Tomorrow, John Rathouse, former caddy. He'll be able to talk about the U.S. Open, just kind of what these conditions are like, because it's brutal out there. These dudes are struggling. Struggling. Hey, this week's zone deal is to Cashio Steakhouse. $50 gift card for only $25. Cashio Steakhouse is an Omaha legend for over 72 years. Perfect for weddings, anniversaries, and corporate dinners. On sale 9 a.m. Friday at 1620thezone.com. Get a Cashio Steakhouse gift card for just $25. Usually $50. Get them Friday while they last at 1620thezone.com. All right. Get our crossover game right next.